Chapter 1. Astrology as Basic Life Skill. One of the best things about being a journalist is the deeply random conversations I get to have with complete and utter strangers, many of whom also happen to be semi-famous. Like the time I interviewed plus-size supermodel, ridiculous, she's like a US size 4, Crystal Wren. It was supposed to be a basic Q&A for London's Stylist magazine, but the first thing Crystal wanted to know when we sat down were my sun, moon, and rising signs. It turns out we were both astrology mad. Soul sister, I thought to myself, as the first thing I usually do when I get asked to interview someone is look up their chart. Of all the wonders of the internet, the fact that you can Google most celebrities' birth details will never cease to be a constant source of entertainment for me. And by the way, for the student of astrology, this is also a great way to hone your skills. After all, once you've got their birth chart in your hands, the lives, loves, failures, and successes of the A-list are all out there just waiting to be analysed. For the uninitiated, your birth chart is essentially a map of the sky showing the exact position of the planets on the wheel of the astrological zodiac at the moment you were born. That is, the moment your soul chose to incarnate this time around. Each placement of each planet is a window into a different aspect of a person's personality. Back to Crystal, who loved astrology because as a model, she found herself interacting with new people all day, every day. At every casting, every photo shoot, and every catwalk event, she would be faced with a whole new team. And what better way to break the ice, not to mention work out who the hell you are working with, than a little astrological inquiry? Knowing somebody's sun sign, their intrinsic personality, rising sign, how they come across, and moon sign, deep-seated emotional needs and how they react to stuff, helped her find her place within the group, work out how to read different individuals, and, on a more advanced level, how best to communicate her own wants and needs. When the people in question, photographer, makeup artist, stylist, were responsible for how she was going to look in the resulting images, not to mention potentially recommend her for the next job, you can see how she'd found this to be a highly valuable life skill. Sun sign, your intrinsic personality. Rising sign, how you come across. Moon sign, emotional needs and responses. And in my book, this book, it's not only supermodels who can benefit from getting a grip on the basics of astrology. Yes, it's fun to read a daily, weekly or month-ahead horoscope for your own sun sign. But it's when you learn some of the other key aspects of your chart and then apply this insight to your relationships with yourself and others that things get really interesting. Astrology tends to get a bad rap from people who assume it's about trying to predict future events. And because it's based on something as seemingly random as the position of celestial bodies circling the sun millions of light years away. In answer to this, A, I'd like to remind us all for a moment how profoundly our lives are affected by the seasons, not to mention the impact the daily weather forecast has on our mood. And if we can see the influence of the moon in the ebb and flow of the tides, is it really such a stretch to believe that the other planets in our solar system might also affect life here on Earth? That the cosmic weather might also play some kind of role in our lives? Meanwhile, B, my take on astrology is that it's actually a complex language of symbols for describing the intricacies of human nature. After all, for anybody fluent in astro speak, it's so much simpler to describe myself as having my sun in Aries than go into a whole riff about how I can be self-interested, but at the same time I'm deeply loyal, or how I'm a born entrepreneur prone to risk-taking with a warrior soul that really, truly, underneath all the ego BS, wants to save the world. For as far back as I can remember, I have been fascinated with the way this mystical language always just seemed to make sense. That is, if I didn't spend too long trying to wrap my head around the concept that each individual life on Earth is shaped by the position of the planets at our time of birth. But for me, how astrology works isn't really the point. Scientists versus mystics, remember? I see.